Life in the Fast Lane is produced by Kelly O'Brien and Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, Santa Cruz.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a sport-tuned suspension. Learn more at Acura.com. I
wish that I could fly. On a recent Life in the Fast Lane, we talked about the fact that today's aircraft have been designed around a kerosene-based fuel called Jet A, which has a high energy content per gallon and per pound. So, biofuels that might directly replace Jet A should have similar characteristics, right? Well then, what about liquid hydrogen? In order to develop enough lift to overcome their loaded weight, aircraft must have low drag, lightweight airframes, and efficient engines and wings. Since most fuel is stored in the wings of an aircraft, fuel tanks, as well as fuel, should be lightweight. To minimize drag, the surface area of an aircraft, especially the face that it presents to the wind, should be small. So, with this in mind, would liquid hydrogen, also called LH2, be a good alternative to Jet A? Liquid hydrogen takes up over 4 times the storage space of Jet A. The nice thing, however, is that LH2 contains about 60% more energy per pound than Jet A. Since you can't store LH2 fuel in normal wing tanks, the wings could be slightly smaller, but you need a longer and wider cabin in which to house the liquid hydrogen cryogenic storage tanks. Since you get a bigger bang for your buck from a gallon of LH2, you could use smaller engines. But the snag is that the LH2 aircraft would be 13% heavier just sitting on the ground empty, and you pay for that with reduced fuel efficiency. So, kind of like driving your car down to the corner store. On short-haul flights of, say, 500 miles, a liquid hydrogen-fueled plane would use 28% more energy. Synthetic, or biojet fuel, similar to Jet A, is a so-called drop-in alternative fuel. The airplane configuration, or its fuel efficiency, will not change. And that appeals to aircraft designers and operators alike. For KUSP, I'm Kelly O'Brien.